He tried gambling and started forging checks and experimenting with other forms of theft. In 1958, he was convicted of house burglary in a Johnson County court and sentenced to 5 years in Kansas State Penitentiary. But by then, Carroll had departed and he'd taken as a bride another girl aged 16. Mean as hell. Her and her whole family. She divorced me while I was inside. I'm not complaining. Last August, when I left the walls, I figured I had every chance to start new. I got a job in Olathe, lived with my family, and stayed home nights. I was doing swell. Until November 20th, said Nye, and Hickok seemed not to understand him. The day you stopped doing swell and started hanging paper. Why? Hickok sighed and said, that would make a book. Then, smoking a cigarette borrowed from Nye and lighted by the courteous church, he said, Perry, my buddy Perry Smith was paroled in the spring. Later on, when I came out, he sent me a letter, postmarked Idaho. He wrote reminding me of this deal we used to talk over, about Mexico. The idea was we would go to Acapulco, one of them places, buy a fishing boat and run it ourselves. Take tourists deep-sea fishing. Nye said, this boat, how did you plan to pay for it? I'm coming to that, Hickok said. See, Perry wrote me he had a sister living in Fort Scott, and she was holding some heavy change for him, several thousand dollars, money his dad owed him from the sale of some property up in Alaska. He said he was coming to Kansas to get the dough. And the two of you would use it to buy a boat. Correct. But it didn't work out that way. What happened was, Perry showed up maybe a month later. I met him at the bus station in Kansas City. When? Said Church. The day of the week. A Thursday. And when did you go to Fort Scott? Saturday. November 14th. Hickok's eyes flashed with surprise. One could see that he was asking himself why Church should be so certain of the date. And hurriedly, for it was too soon to stir suspicions, the detective said, what time did you leave for Fort Scott? That afternoon. We did some work on my car and had a bowl of chili at the Westside Cafe. It must have been around 3. Around 3. Was Perry Smith's sister expecting you? No. Because, see, Perry lost her address, and she didn't have a telephone. Then how did you expect to find her? By inquiring at the post office. Did you? Perry did. They said she'd moved away. To Oregon, they thought. But she hadn't left any forwarding address. Must have been quite a blow. After you'd been counting on a big piece of money like that. Hickok agreed. Because, well, we definitely decided to go to Mexico. Otherwise, I never would have cashed them checks. But I hoped. Now listen to me. I'm telling the truth. I thought once we got to Mexico and began making money, then I'd be able to pay them off. The checks. Nye took over. 1 minute, Dick. Nye is a short, short-tempered man who has difficulty moderating his aggressive vigor, his talent for language both sharp and outspoken. I'd like to hear a little more about the trip to Fort Scott, he said, soft-pedaling. When you found Smith's sister no longer there, what did you do then?
Walked around, had a beer, drove back.
You mean you went home? No, to Kansas City. We stopped at the Zesto drive-in, ate hamburgers. We tried Cherry Row. Neither Nye nor Church was familiar with Cherry Row. Hickok said, you kidding? Every cop in Kansas knows it.